Hello. Welcome back to Sip Podcast. My name is Maya, and today's episode is going to be a little bit of a catch-up from my end, sharing what I've been up to, giving you a little bit of background. If you know me and you want to catch up with my life, or if you're just getting to know me in the first place, this is a good place to start. This podcast isn't going to just be about me, but I'm sitting in an echo chamber of my own mind, so all of my perceptions are filtered through my lens, and it's good for you to know who you're taking the information from. So a little bit about me, a little bit of my background, and who I am as a person, I think is relevant and important for you to have all the information in order to keep listening to this podcast. So like I mentioned in the previous episode, the rebirth episode, right now I'm in Mexico at a yoga teacher training, a 300-hour Ashtanga yoga teacher training. Very intense, by the way. I am not an intense person like that. I'm a pretty soft, gentle person. Ashtanga, if you know anything about it, is no joke. I came here to really kick my ass and boot camp myself, basically, because this winter was a little bit more of the yin side of things, and I'm trying to bring in a little more masculine energy, a little more yang energy, trying to fire myself up a little bit. So I'm here for boot camp by my own design, and I'm here until the end of March. Yeah, so it's the beginning of March right now. I'm here until the end of March. And what have I been up to? So let's see. I'll just give a general overview, general background about me as a person. My name is Maya Rain. I was born in Seattle. I am an Aries. I am 31 years old right now. And I moved to Arizona when I was about 12 and lived there for a big chunk of my life for a long time. Went to ASU, and then I went to grad school for counseling, for therapy. Art therapy specifically. And that was in Portland, Oregon, grad school. And then I moved back to be with my then fiance. And we moved into a cute little house in Phoenix, Arizona. I never liked Phoenix. I lived there for way too long, considering I never liked it. But we lived there, and eventually that relationship came to an end. We got married, and then the relationship came to an end. And then around that same time, I started this podcast with my friend Jackie. And eventually the marriage came to an end. My spiritual awakening was beginning. Things were just shifting, outgrowing, changing, and got a divorce, moved into a Sprinter van for a little while. That was in, I think, 2021. This was happening. And moved to northern Arizona, started working at an amazing place called The Sanctuary at Sedona. It's a holistic recovery center for alcohol, addictions, as well as anxiety, depression, things like that, or just people who are wanting to reconnect with their soul, reconnect with themselves. It's an amazing avenue for that. It's an inpatient residential facility, but it, you know, facility makes it sound so bad. It's basically a retreat center. It's a high-end facility, retreat center type space. Worked there, and really loved that. And then I met my now partner, Rowan, at that time. So if you hear me talk about Rowan, that's him. And we lived there. We worked there for a little while together, and then decided to travel a bit. We both loved The Sanctuary, but it was a very much, it was a big commitment living there, working there, really committing to the lifestyle. And we were falling in love. We were trying to figure out if we were going to be together, and we wanted to do that in an adventurous way. We wanted to have some space, some time to figure that out together. And so we left, and we did a really awesome, fun road trip. We actually sold my Sprinter van and bought a minivan and decided to travel around in a minivan instead. And honestly, I highly recommend it. The Sprinter van was cool. Like, it had the vibes, you know. I had the little kitchen and a Murphy bed that folded down, and solar panels and the whole thing, but there were so many moving parts that my van was always breaking. Something was always going wrong. And so I was just stressed a lot of the time. It wasn't mechanical. It was just like the solar batteries weren't charging the right way, or the heater for when the car was off so that I could heat the cab in the winter stopped working, or the sink was leaking, or the fridge wasn't on, or, you know, whatever. It was really cute, really fun. I liked being that girl for a little while, but it was exhausting. So we sold that, got a minivan, a Toyota Sienna, and put a bed in the back of it. And so much easier, so much simpler. We made a little like kitchen build out in the trunk and minimized all of our belongings, put everything in a storage unit, and traveled around the West Coast for a little while. That was, summer 2022. Yeah, summer 2022. We did basically a hot springs tour of the U.S. So we went up through Utah, a little Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, California, and did a loop that way. And it was so fun. It was amazing. Idaho really surprised me. One of my favorite states now. People are sleeping on Idaho. It's maybe not the people are like the best. I don't know. From what I've heard, but the wilderness is exquisite. If you're a wilderness person, if you're a hot springs person, if you're a mountaineer, a mountain person, you want to go see some of the beautiful Western United States. It's truly gorgeous. So we did that. That was in summer 2022. And then we decided to move to the East Coast. So that fall, we moved to Burlington, Vermont. We'd lived in California for a little while there, Northern California for a few months. And then we moved up to Burlington, Vermont for the wintertime. Rough place to be in the wintertime. That was a weird choice. Into this cute little apartment. But we were only there for, 6 months total. And then we left. We did a summer in the Adirondack Mountains in northern New York. Also, highly recommend. Make sure you have some bug spray because the mosquitoes and ticks are no joke. But the mountains and the lakes and the rivers of the Adirondacks, it's just, again, so remote and beautiful. Those are my favorite types of places, apparently, Idaho and northern New York. Really gorgeous. We did that for a little while. And then this past fall, we went to Southeast Asia. We went to Bali and Thailand for about a month and a half and traveled there in just our backpacks and eating a bunch of fruit, wandering around. Actually pretty stressful. That trip was hard for both of us. It was really beautiful, but for some reason the energy was just really challenging and exhausting. But we did get engaged there. Rowan proposed at a waterfall in Bali. How amazing, how iconic. And so now we are engaged. And then when we came back, we were living in this cute little farm cottage in New York, near Ithaca, New York. And again, just decided that it's a little gloomy. The East Coast is kind of gloomy, kind of cold. Not my thing, for sure. The summer's gorgeous, can't beat them. But I'm inching my way toward being a snowbird and having a summer place and a winter place. That's the goal. So winter place is not the East Coast. Not going to happen. But basically, you know, the challenge of the winter has made us realize that we want to move back to Arizona. So when I come back from my yoga teacher training, we will be making our way back to northern Arizona, back to our roots as a couple. Rowan is from Pennsylvania, so his roots are East Coast, but our roots as a couple and our roots in our friends and community is feeling like Arizona at the moment. So we'll be moving back there. And so that's like the speed dating version of me and my life recently. The slower version involves a lot of healing, a lot of going down different paths, a lot of understanding myself, some plant medicines, some meditation, some yoga, some, just extreme changes all around. But those will unfold over time as we get to know each other, as this podcast continues. I'll be talking about my experiences, but from a lens where hopefully it's helpful for you. So wherever you are, if you're in a phase of traveling, if you're in a phase of not traveling, if you're in a phase of expansion, if you're in a phase of contraction, I've been there. I hear you. I get you. It's all beautiful and it's all also really exhausting. You know, I think that I was always somebody that I really wanted to live the life that I'm living right now. I think that so often how much past me dreamed about me right now. And I always wanted to live in a van, but with my ex-husband, it wasn't going to happen. And so when I was alone, it happened and it was so beautiful. And it was also so hard. It was so much harder than I thought it was going to be. And then traveling, doing a fun road trip. I always wanted to do that. And it was so hard. And then traveling to other countries, so beautiful, so hard. Moments where I was really cozy at home and just doing journaling and drinking tea and relaxing, you know, beautiful and also hard. So I think that's where a lot of my understanding is coming from, is, you know, like the phrase, choose your hard. It's going to be hard if you do. It's going to be hard if you don't. But you get to choose what kind of hard you want to lean into. So like for me, this yoga training is fucking hard. But this is the kind of hard that I want to lean into. When I was at home in New York, I was not leaving the house most days. I work online. We were sharing a car. It was snowing. It was kind of remote. And so some days I wouldn't leave the house at all. Or I'd just go on like a little walk or something. And it felt like that was the easy choice, but that was still a hard choice. You know, that was still challenging. It's not good for your mental health. It's not good for your body to do things like that. I had some like physical stuff come up that really freaked me out and shook me up. And I was like, okay, this is the lazy choice maybe, or the easy choice or whatever. I don't know. My mind was making up at the time, but it was still a hard choice. And so I decided to make this hard choice, which is objectively more hard, more challenging, to come and do rigorous yoga every day and be somewhere different by myself. And it is hard, but it feels in my soul, in my spirit, it feels easier. So I guess that's the moral of today's episode, is wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you're choosing what aspects of your life are hard and what aspects of your life are easy. You know, are you comfortable in your life, but maybe uncomfortable in your soul? Or are you comfortable in your soul, but uncomfortable in your life? Right? Or, you know, the ego, the mind, the intuition, whatever, you can go at it from so many different ways. And I find that so many people, including myself, choose the path that's easy for the body, easier for the mind, but more challenging for the soul, more difficult for the soul. And that over time can lead to lots of unhealthy coping and lots of challenges, lots of resentment, lots of fears, right? So if there's something that you can do right now, something that you can lean into that is challenging for the mind, challenging for the body, but soothing or refreshing or exciting for the spirit, I highly recommend you do that. That's the path that I'm trying to follow as often as I can remember, as often as I can get out of my own mind and out of my own way and lean into it. So I hope that that helps. Like I said, this will continue to unfold more, but there's a little snippet about me. And I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you being here. I'd love to connect. If you want to connect with me on Instagram or send me an email or anything like that and introduce yourself, I think that'd be so fun. Who you are in the speed dating version of yourself. Introduce yourself, say hi, connect a little. And yeah, I'll leave it at that today. I appreciate you. I appreciate you just existing, just being here, just listening. if you would like to subscribe, rate, share this podcast. I always appreciate it. And I will catch you in the next one. Bye.